Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's September 17, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released February 4, 2003.
Nazarene, continuing on the subject of yesterday's topic, exactly how does the kingdom of God deal with homosexuals and lesbians when they get to the afterlife and want to enter into heaven?
Well, Alora, the process is really simple. If they make it as far as the gate and do not suffer the second death upon dying and entering the spirit realm. If they make it to heaven, they are given an opportunity to denounce the practices that they have been doing on earth and to admit that they are wrong and improper and against the teachings of God. If they will do this, denounce those practices and swear that they will never even try to do them again in the kingdom of God, and the rest of their life has been acceptable if there's no other things in the book of life against them, then they are permitted into the kingdom of God. If they will not denounce these practices, they are not allowed into the kingdom of God, and they wander off into the darkness, and many of them suffer the second death. Some of them do go to other parts of the spirit world and are accepted in other societies, but only less than 30% of them. Most of them suffer the second death because they can't deal with the rejection that what they are doing is unacceptable in the afterlife. Actually, homosexuality cannot be practiced in the afterlife. It is physically impossible. The barriers between the soul are so charged that when people with the same charge try to be intimate, they are repelled from each other, and it causes excruciating pain. So homosexuality is impossible in the afterlife. That is why we do permit those that reject it and admit that they did wrong into the kingdom of God.
That's good to know, Nazarene, that they do have a chance to get to be with their loved ones. I just wish more would understand beforehand and be able to go right through the gate.
That would be nice, Allure.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like friendship poems that speak to both your heart and your soul, check out Pegasus Friendship Poems Collection, Inspirational Poetry from the Soul, at www.friendship-poems.us. There are some free samples and a book that you can purchase online. Great stuff. We're back. God, some people would say your answer to segment 2 yesterday would condone homosexuality. If you created human beings that were both male and female, you could accept that there could be female spirits in male bodies. How do you answer this?
To begin with, Alora, I didn't actually create these bodies. I would not deliberately put a male and female in the same body. This happened because of the corruption of man, because man has put elements in the world that causes these things. But once these people come into existence, I do not believe that either one of them should be destroyed. As to your other question, homosexuality is a disease. It is a sickness. It is not part of my creation. I created perfection. I created male and female. I intended for the male and female to bond with each other, not for males to bond with males and females to bond with females, because this does damage to them. It is only proper when a male and a female bond. That is absolute and positive. When there is a body like this that has both a male and female operation in it, then it is appropriate for the male part to have relations with a female and the female part to have relations with a male. But that does not excuse homosexuality. Homosexuality is a sickness and against my creation, and I will always oppose it.
I thought you'd say that, God. Thanks.
Well, you, of anyone, knows me, Alora. Who else would know me better?
We'll be back again.